Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio, we will discuss Margaret Fuller. Now, the dates of Margaret Fuller are from 1810 to 1850. So, one thing is clear at the outset that she died at a very young age. Now, Margaret Fuller was one of the most prominent literary women of the 19th century and is also sometimes thought of as America's first feminist. And along with this, she was a journalist, she was an editor, a critic, a translator, and she was also associated with the American Transcendentalism. And she is particularly famous for her book, Women in the 19th Century. Okay, Women in the 19th Century. And this particular work is considered to be the first major feminist work in the United States. And this came out in 1845. Now, a little bit about the life of Margaret Fuller. In her young age, she was plagued by many financial difficulties after her father's death in 1835. Thereafter, she taught at school. And later on in her life, she formed many important friendships, such as that with Ralph Waldo Emerson, who is the person associated with America's Transcendentalism. And during the period from 1840 to 1842, she was also the editor of the magazine called The Dial. Okay, The Dial. And this magazine is important because this was the magazine launched by the Transcendentalists. So, a kind of mouthpiece of the Transcendental movement in America. And Margaret Fuller was one of the editors of this magazine. And along with this, she also wrote poetry, reviews and critiques for this magazine. And in her famous work called The Women in the 19th Century, for which she is very famous, in this work, what Margaret Fuller says is that she urges young women to seek greater independence from the home and family and to obtain such independence through education. And she disdains the notion that women should be satisfied with domesticity, suggesting instead that women should be allowed to fulfill their personal potential by doing whatever work appeals to them. And famously, she said that, let them be sea captains if they will. This is, you know, she said about women, that even if they want to become sea captains, let them become sea captains. And this work, Women in the 19th Century, further advocated the reform of property laws that were unfair at that time. So, unfair to women or biased against women. And this book's unprecedented and frank discussions of marriage and relations between men and women also scandalized many people. And the first edition of this book sold out in just a week and sparked a heated debate, bringing issues of women's rights to the nation's attention. Means in America. And in the field of feminism, Margaret Fuller's work and Mary Wollstonecraft's work are considered to be the first important works in the field of feminism or feminist literary criticism. And later on in 1855, George Eliot writes a comparison between these two, Margaret Fuller and Mary Wollstonecraft. Now, the title of the essay is Margaret Fuller and Mary Wollstonecraft. This is the title, written by George Eliot. So, in a way, you can think of Margaret Fuller as being equivalent in status to Mary Wollstonecraft. So, from an exam point of view, you should know the broad arguments which Margaret Fuller has given in her work, Women in the 19th Century. And another fact about this book is that earlier it was published in the form of an essay. And the essay's title was The Great Lawsuit, Men versus Men, Women versus Women. Okay, The Great Lawsuit, Men versus Men, Women versus Women. So this was the original title of this essay. And later on, this essay was expanded in book form called Women in the 19th Century. So from an exam point of view, sometimes they also ask this. After that, you should remember that she was also the editor of the magazine called The Dial, because this magazine was the mouthpiece of the Transcendentalists in America. After that, you should also remember the name of the essay which later on George Eliot writes, comparing Margaret Fuller with Mary Wollstonecraft. And another interesting thing which you should remember is that when Margaret Fuller was coming back to the United States from Italy, along with her husband and son, all of them died in a shipwreck on their way to United States. So, in a way, this is tragic, but also an important fact which you should know.